Tim, thanks very much for taking the time out on a busy match night to come and talk to us. Just firstly, and I know you can't talk about Andy Thorne because of obviously contracts, all the other things, but firstly, how tough a decision was it for you?
Well, as we went on record, it wasn't taken lightly, and it was a lot of deliberation on Sunday, but on the balance of the arguments for and against, we took a decision to let Andy go.
Now here we are with and one thing about football is it moves on very, very quickly, doesn't it? And here we are now with an important cup tie. You've got Richard Shaw and Lee Carsley, and the one thing they've got is a very close affinity to Coventry City, both having played and etc. Presumably, if they do well, might they be in the frame? Could they be?
I think you can't discount them, of course, and I would have been very surprised if Richard or Lee hadn't applied. In fact, I would have been very disappointed. And they have made it very, very clear that they want the job. And to be fair to them, they're setting about the task very well.
Maybe it's about time people who are managing, who actually had some affection and love for the club. Maybe that's what the club needs, a bit of TLC from that side of it. Here we are, though, with a big game. Coventry, though, and we mustn't forget, and it has been difficult to run it as well as you would like to under the severe financial restraints that you're under at the moment.
Well, it's no secret that we have gone through a restructuring. We've lost a number of jobs here, and we've had to move forward taking out budgets both on field and off field. But where we've got to is a commitment to put a very competitive team on the pitch. We will have one of the biggest, if not the biggest, budget in League One, and I think you've seen in terms of the quality of the players that have come in, there's some real class acts that have come into the team.
It is a League One team at the moment, but we mustn't forget how big a club this is.
And I think that's one of the things that I have at the very core and the very centre of my thinking, which is this is a massive club, and frankly we will not tolerate mediocrity. And again, that was behind a lot of our thinking with our decision at the weekend. You know, this club should expect to win the majority of its games in League One
and get straight back at the first attempt.
And again, the owner, the board and the management of the club have been on a record, which is, you know, that is our aspiration. We do not want to languish in League One.
And it's easy to find that you're languishing. As the owner, Cecil, I think it is, are they still fully committed to making this happen?
Without a shadow of a doubt, if you look at where break-even is for this club and where the finances have been committed, they're a country mile apart, and Joyce Settler and Sisu have made it very clear that they want success on the pitch, and there is a direct correlation between success and financing and cost.
Absolutely.
And they've committed that for the season, and they will fund the gap.
Could there be any movement before the window closes here, or have you done your business?
I think in the main the business has been done. My suspicion is we've probably looked to the loan window now.
Which is just that's open a bit longer anyway, isn't it? Well, listen, good luck, and it is, I know from experience, it's always a tough decision to let anybody go, but the main thing is that Coventry do well, you know, so good luck with all your plans for the future. It needs it. It needs a bit of love and TLC, mate. That's what I think it needs, a little bit at the moment.
Thank you for your time.
Good luck, Tim. Thanks very much indeed.